Welcome back to Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. Got my friend Jesse filling in this afternoon. And Jesse, seems like we may be, well, at least some people might be, on the brink of war. And I have no idea what that necessarily means.
I don't either. And, you know, I'm not entirely a pacifist, right? Shooting Nazis is, you know, on the battlefield is a perfectly fine thing to do if it needs to be done, unfortunately. But it's never that easy. And when war starts, the fog of war is the first thing. The truth is always the first casualty. And that's unfortunate. And it all sucks. There's nothing good about it. But at the same time, I don't know. I don't know what to think of it. And taking it moment by moment.
Yeah, no, it's and the update for those who have not heard, apparently there are U.S. military sources that are being told that Putin has told the Russian army that he has decided to invade Ukraine, so that invasion could be happening at any time now. But it's pretty troubling. It seems like all the attempts of diplomacy, Jesse, were not working. So important that hopefully we can find a peaceful de-escalation of this.
That'd be nice. But to take the Pollyanna glasses off for a moment, you know, it's like we've been saying for, you know, a while now, you can't solve a problem when you don't have somebody that you're negotiating in good faith with. And it does not seem like Mr. Putin is negotiating in good faith. It seems like it's all a dog and pony show, and he wants a land grab. That's what it really seems like, unfortunately. And I don't know what the right answer is. So we'll see. You know, I think this, you know, obviously there's going to be comparisons that some people make with Crimea and seized land, and nothing happened about it then. But I think no matter what, any president we have who is dealing with this earnestly and is not a Moscow asset is really between a rock and a hard place. You're damned if you do and you're damned if you don't, right? I mean, either you go toe-to-toe and you push back against Putin and then you're being accused of dragging us into a land war in Asia, or you're going to be accused of being an appeaser in the next Neville Chamberlain. And unfortunately, the Republicans domestically are not going to find some kind of cohesiveness so we can deal with this as a nation together and find some strength in our unity. That's one of the saddest ends of this things of this from our perspective here from thousands of miles away.
Yeah, and the fact that it's happening, I mean, once every 4 years, the world comes together. Well, I guess every other year, but every 4 years is the Winter Olympics. Every 4 years, not biannually rotating, is the Summer Olympics. And the fact that this escalation is occurring in the midst of the Winter Olympics in Beijing is pretty incredible. The fact that that's normally a time of nations try to unify around and go and do the games together. The fact that the escalation is happening on the Ukrainian border, that's pretty disheartening.
I think it's also a sign that China's not acting in good faith about, you know, being a neutral arbiter for anything. They've really given a wink and a nod to Putin to do whatever he wants to do, and they've made it really clear that the Olympics for them, you know, is a propaganda tool and a commercial for how great China can be and produce things, even though maintaining its political system as a totalitarian state.
Yeah, no, absolutely. So it's pretty interesting. But while we're on the update of sports and kind of tangenting off of that, exactly. We have your favorite NFL player announced as the back-to-back reigning MVP now. So two consecutive years. First, now he's got it for four total MVP awards. Aaron Rodgers announced last night that he received the Most Valuable Player Award at the NFL Honors ceremony that took place. So love to hear your thoughts on that, Jesse.
Well, as an owner of the team, as somebody who owns an NFL club, I'd say, you know, Mr. Rodgers, you're my employee. I really stress you to do the decent human thing, the smart thing, the empirically evidence-based thing, and go get vaccinated. Get vaccinated right now. do it. Yeah. Still, or at least rebuke your own comments of willful idiocy. You're making us all look bad, dude.
Well,
come on.
The more exciting headline, yeah, great, 4-time MVP, awesome, great. And
woohoo.
And that's,
did he win a Super Bowl? What is he gonna do on Sunday?
Fun fact: I'm pretty sure I believe this is still a running statistic now as of this year, but the player that has won the NFL MVP award has also never won a Super Bowl the year that they won the MVP award. So it's kind of one of those things where
Joe Montana?
I don't believe so. I believe it is a running stat that if you win the MVP award, your team does not win the Super Bowl. So it's almost something like
is that like the Wheaties box curse?
Or the Madden cover curse, right, as well. So there's a few of those running ones. But the more exciting sports headline almost, Jesse, out of yesterday was that former Green Bay Packers safety and inventor of the Lambeau Leap is now going to be enshrined in Canton. So Leroy Butler was announced as one of the 5 Hall of Fame inductees to the NFL Hall of Fame last night at the ceremony as well. So some exciting news in the sports world of Wisconsin. And one more Wisconsin tangential update is also TJ Watt, former Wisconsin linebacker, Pewaukee native, and Pittsburgh Steeler.
And
was
all-around good guy.
Yeah, all the Watt brothers, like, great. And JJ got to present the award too, which was pretty special. So he gave a little spiel announcing it, and he got to be the one to let TJ know that he won the award last night. It was pretty great Watt brother moment. So TJ Watt, Defensive Player of the Year for the Pittsburgh Steelers. Leroy Butler is enshrined in Canton for the Lambeau Leap, and Aaron Rodgers, 4-time MVP award winner.
Get vaccinated.
Folks, you are listening to Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. I got my friend Jesse filling in. We see the phone line stacking up. We're going to get to you as soon as we get back from this short break. 844-967-2789. Tell me, it's not no place.